our guest is Connie Strauss-Simon. We certainly appreciate so much your being with us, and you've written a book, Defeat Cancer. So give us a little background. I mean, certainly we have a war on cancer. We spend billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars a year, certainly trying to treat patients with cancer. And yet, of course, you've interviewed 15 doctors who say that there are lots of other alternative methods that are not being utilized. Why don't you pick up the story?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Stan. Well, thank you for having me here. It's a great honor and privilege. And this book that I've written, basically, it's what I did. It's a doctor interview book. And for this book, I interviewed 15 doctors who treat cancer with integrative and naturopathic medicine. And the reason I wrote the book, I felt it was necessary just because of what you said. There's so much money that has been spent on conventional cancer treatments. And in reality, the cure rate for cancer has not been increasing. In fact, it hasn't increased much at all over the past 60 years, despite the fact that we've invested over $250 billion in research. And so I felt like that there were better answers out there than what conventional medicine has been providing. And sure enough, as I've researched, I found that to be true.
All right, fine. Well, now, basically, you interviewed 15 different doctors. Are these American doctors? Where were these doctors from?
Yeah. Well, 10 of them are within the United States, and then there are 5 that are overseas in other countries because overseas doctors have a little bit more freedom to treat cancer as they would like. And so I have a physician from Mexico, another from Germany, another from Denmark, and so they use slightly different treatment methods than what doctors in the U.S. use, although there is some overlap, which is really comforting because it just affirms the validity of what doctors are doing here, you know, that the fact that physicians around the world are using similar treatments in integrative medicine is a sign that they're doing something that's really working.
All right, fine. Well, of course, I guess it's kind of stress. I mean, basically, those of you who are regular listeners to our programs know that we've been featuring a video called Cancer Forbidden Cures. Cancer Forbidden Cures. We think it's very important that you know that there are treatments for cancer that are not allowed in the United States, treatments which are and have been proving to be effective, but there's an organized effort to block the utilization of those treatments in the United States. We'll be back in just a moment with Connie and as we talk about her book, Defeat Cancer. Well, Connie, what are some of these alternative treatments?
Well, you know, there are a lot of them, but there are some that are widely used in integrative medicine circles. And
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for are people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called immune support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
The ability of the immune system so the body will counter the cancer rather than they using, of course, chemotherapy agents that may very well kill the cancer, but of course they destroy the immune system in the process, and then the radiation suppresses the immune system. Surgery, I think most people agree, we need to know what the cancer is, but certainly some cancers you can't cut out because the real problem is the immune system. One of the things she suggested was the use of certainly of insulin to lower the blood sugar. And I'm going to let you explain. Now we have all of our patients, all of our stations listening. How does this whole idea of using insulin work? And then, of course, once you've given a patient insulin, lower the blood sugar, then what do you do?
Yeah, insulin potentiation therapy. This basically makes use of the hormone insulin to make chemotherapy drugs, whether natural or synthetic, more effective. And what doctors do is give patients 1/10 of the dose of chemotherapy after administering insulin to the patient. And what happens is, in the process of administering insulin, the cancer cells open up the receptors so that they become more receptive to whatever you give them. And so by administering glucose along with a chemotherapy substance, it effectively allows more chemotherapy to enter into the cancer cell, but it doesn't destroy the body because the dose of chemo used is only a fraction of what's given in full dose chemotherapy. But it's not only more effective, but it also doesn't destroy the immune system, which is vital for beating cancer. And traditional medicine seems to disregard this fact because full dose chemotherapy and radiation just actually they destroy the immune system.
And there's Dr. Dino Prado we've had as a guest on our program several times. He's with the Invita Medical Center, and they do advertise for this, but that's a treatment that they use there. And I'd never even heard of this before, but the whole idea of lower the blood sugar artificially. And then, of course, the cancer cells are starved because they want to get the sugar.
Yeah.
So then you can give about 1/10 of the dose of chemotherapy. You do not get the harm from the chemotherapy, but, of course, the cells just, the cancer cells want that sugar. And, of course, the sugar has a chemotherapy agent attached, so it's much, much more effective. An ingenious method of approaching that. Now, what's this about using the enzymes? How does that work?
Yeah, and just a quick note, just to mention something else about the IPG therapy. There is a growing number of doctors that are using it now, and you know, people will find arguments on the internet that it's not safe to lower the patient's blood sugar, but there have never been any reports of severe damage done to a patient as a result. And so, I just wanted to put that out there for those that might find some contradictory evidence on the internet. This other treatment, which are pancreatic enzymes, this is an invention that came from an early 1900s English scientist named John Beard, who believed that cancer didn't come from mature cells, but rather from residual placental or trophoblast cells, that they're called, which are found in all of us and which are scattered throughout our bodies. And cancer cells are like placental cells in many ways. Their molecular biology is really similar to placental cells. And Beard, he discovered that what stops placental cell growth in a fetus is when the pancreas develops. And so this then led him to formulate a thesis that pancreatic enzymes could control placental cell growth. And since placental cells are like cancer cells, pancreatic enzymes can therefore control and kill cancer. And there's a physician in this book in Defeat Cancer named Nicholas Gonzalez who uses pancreatic enzymes on his patients, and he has a very, very high success rate, upwards of 80%, and there are a lot of testimonials on his website.
All right, fine. Well, you're just told there. It's basically, of course, I guess it's Connie Strayheim, and certainly we're talking about the use of enzymes in the treatment of cancer. Now, Connie, you don't by any chance have a radio on in your home, do you? Or just...
I don't at the moment.
Okay, fine. That's fine. My engineer is trying to track down. Sounds like little music are feeding through here. But basically, there are all these alternative treatments. Now, certainly I've heard about this treatment in the past. Why is it that these things are not widely used in the United States? Certainly, I don't think that either the insulin therapy or the enzyme therapy are widely used here, and yet they've been found to be very effective in the treatment of cancers.
Yes, and unfortunately, cancer, like a lot of illnesses, is a very political disease in that the treatments that are available to patients are made available based not on scientific evidence, but rather pharmaceutical interests. And because what's made available is based on what drug companies would like to promote, and since natural substances can't be patented, then there's not a lot of research that goes into developing them or promoting them, and in fact, their use has been suppressed. Dr. Brzezinski, who uses the antineoplastin, he came to the U.S. Many years ago and began using them on patients, and he was taken to court many, many times by the FDA, but he eventually won a case against them because he had so many patients that came to him and testified to the effectiveness of the antineoplastins. But sadly, cancer, unlike so many diseases, is a very political disease.
Well, that's a rather frightening thing to consider. Certainly, we've interviewed Dr. Brzezinski, and we've interviewed Tom Elias, who wrote the book about it, and Major Navarro, whose son was blocked from getting effective treatment from Dr. Brzezinski by FDA officials who wanted to irradiate his brain and destroy his mind, because basically you lose about 25% of your intelligence, a child does, after the full brain irradiation. Mm-hmm. And the family didn't want that. They should have the right to make the decision.
Of course.
But they would not allow that, and that boy died a horrible death because of the bureaucrats. And we actually have interviewed Major Navarro. It's a heartrending story. Now, basically, of course, what are some of the other alternative treatments that are out there? Did you run into this whole idea of actually simply growing T cells, killer cells, in large numbers specific for the cancer and releasing them to the body?
Well, there are a lot of therapies that are immune-boosting therapies or immune-modulating therapies, which basically, rather than directly killing the cancer cells, what they do is they improve immune function so that the immune system can do the job of killing the cancer cells. And there are a number of different therapies that are used to do that. Fever therapy is one of them, and because by increasing the body's temperature, you increase the number of T cells in the body that are used to kill cancer. Hyperthermia is another one. Thymus therapy. Mushrooms are used, medicinal mushrooms. They also improve immune function. And then there are also a number of botanical and vitamin substances which also improve immune function and thereby the body's ability to recognize cancer.
Is there any truth to that? I hear people talk about transfer factor and how important that is. Is this really an effective treatment?
Well, you know, transfer factor can be really effective, but as with all therapies, it depends on the situation because no two patients are alike. And that's one fact that the doctors emphasize in this book is that each patient requires something different, and that includes the immune-boosting substances. The doctors in this book didn't mention transfer factor, but I know from personal experience, I had Lyme disease, and I used it in my Lyme disease, and it was really effective, but other people I know used it, and it didn't help them quite as much. So again, it's just really individual.
Well, what part does surgery play? I mean, do these doctors believe that a patient should have surgery, or at least cut out the cancer that's readily available?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. You know, some of them do believe that surgery is appropriate in certain circumstances. However, I think the vast majority would agree that it's overused because there are natural medicine can shrink tumors and make surgery not necessary, but in certain situations it is. Yeah.
Well, I've got to say, if you're out there in the listening audience, our guest is Connie Strayheim, and basically we're talking about her book, Defeat Cancer. That's Defeat Cancer. And if you'd like to give us a call, you have a question for her, a wire telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And how do you pronounce your last name? Is it Strassheim?
Yes, Strassheim, yes.
Strassheim, okay. My producer left an S out of the middle of your name there, so
that's okay.
That's all right. We'll get him to get that corrected under any circumstances. Connie certainly has written a book on Lyme disease. Did we ever interview you on Lyme? Because I remember your book so well.
Yeah, but we did.
All right, I thought we had. And
yeah.
Of course, this Defeat Cancer is the current book. And basically, these going into alternative treatments, which are available. Now, they're not all available. What are the treatments that are not available in the United States or available in other countries?
Well, you know, the doctors here, I don't see them using as much hyperthermia. I believe that you can use it here, but for some reason, the doctors here don't use it as much, it seems like. And then things like ultraviolet blood radiation isn't used quite as much.
What about oxygen and the oxygen therapy? Is that the...
Yeah, and that is used, but I believe it's used even more in Europe. And then treatments like mistletoe, rice machines, especially rice machines, those are absolutely prohibited in the U.S.
Well, why are they prohibited in the U.S.? They seem to be very effective. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, you go right ahead. Basically, we just say the rife machines really use very, very effective. Are they effective when they're used in Europe?
Yes, and in fact, one of the doctors.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
If you'd like to call, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I was just telling John that we do carry a book on Laetrile. It's called A World Without Cancer. It's written by a good friend, Ed Griffin, who I first met 49 years ago this December. So I've known Ed for a long time. But of course, he really thought Laetrile was very effective. But then, of course, he's not a physician. He's simply writing from a historical point of view. And all the persecution that was used to suppress an effective cancer treatment in the United States. But I personally was contacted by Dr. Dean Burke, who was actually in charge of chemotherapy research at the National Cancer Institute, a division of the National Institute of Health. And Dr. Burke personally told me that he said, I'm in charge of chemotherapy research. Laetrile works better than any of the chemotherapy agents we have. The patients feel better. He says, I have three filing cabinets full of information on Laetrile. But he says there's an organized effort to block its use. But it is far more effective than chemotherapy. It's not going to cure everybody, especially if they're too far gone. But when you take it, you feel better, your hair doesn't fall out, and the results are far better than chemotherapy. This was outlawed, not because it didn't work, but because it did work. Mm-hmm. And because there is, ladies and gentlemen, there's a suppressed effective cancer treatments in the United States. I believe it all has to do with certainly with population control. If you go to there's a website, it's called Quack Watch. I talked to the people there. They told me how terrible Dr. Dean Burke was. But who finances Quack Watch? Why, the big pharmaceutical companies, of course. So they'll call anybody a quack. Who, of course, has an effective cancer treatment. We're talking about a multi-billion dollar industry. And we're also talking about a population control agenda. And believe me, cancer is the chief cause of death today. Back in the early 1900s, one person in 17 got cancer. But now that we've launched a war on cancer, one person in two or three gets cancer in America. And the leading cause of death, could you do such a bad job unintentionally? John, did you have another question?
Well, yes, other than Laetrile, I was wondering about the other treatment they discussed about nickels. They said to swallow 3 nickels a day for 30 days.
All right, fine. That's because you got to get the nickel into your body. Have you ever heard of that, Connie?
You know, I haven't heard of that.
I tell you what, John, I would not do it because, of course, nickel, you're going to get a heavy metal into your body,
yeah.
And, of course, it's going to suppress your immune system. I would, if I was going to use the alternative treatment, I certainly would not use nickels, okay? Anything else?
Is Laetrile actually available today?
No, it's not available. In fact, if you, it's criminal to use it here in the United States. You can go south of the border and get it. Very inexpensive treatment, but here in the United States, where we spend billions of dollars on cancer, you can't, don't have the right to get the effective treatments that might save your life. Anything else? And I personally know of a woman who was sent home to die with pancreatic cancer, and they just said, go home. And she went down south of the border, and she took the Laetrile, and of course the diet, because diet's very important, and she's as healthy as I am. I mean, we're talking about 15, 20 years later, she had CA of the pancreas.
Wow.
Anything else, John?
No, you answered my question.
Okay, God bless. Thanks for calling, and let's go to Pam is calling from Spokane. Again, our number 1-888-24 Liberty. 1-888-24 Liberty. Hi, Pam. How are you doing?
Hi. I wanted to ask Connie about, somebody had told me if you get hydrogen peroxide and you dilute it and you put it in the IVs, that would kill the cancer. Did she hear anything about it? Or
Connie, go ahead. What are your thoughts on that?
Sure. Yeah, a couple of the doctors in Defeat Cancer, they mention hydrogen peroxide as a treatment, and they do use it intravenously. I personally, I'm just a layperson, but I would not do it on my own. And I do think that it has to be used in conjunction with other treatments, herbs, and other things that kill the cancer. Because one thing that's really important, which these doctors talked about, is that you can't just defeat cancer with...
We seem to be getting some interference. Pam, I'm going to have to cut you off.
Okay.
Because you're,
okay, thank you.
You're listening on the air, though, here. Let me just say that... basically, the Invita Medical Center does use hydrogen peroxide and oxygen therapy, and they seem to get pretty good results with that. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called immune support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Phone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY out across America, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And Connie, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get your website and how they can get copies of your book?
Yes, the book Defeat Cancer can be found on the internet at cancerbooksource.com, and it's also for sale on Amazon. And we are in the process of getting it distributed in health food stores as well. But for now, the best source is cancerbooksource.com.
Okay, fine. And Chris, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Scott calling from Amsterdam, New York. Scott, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. Cody, the question I have for you is, any of the doctors that you interviewed, did any of them stress the importance of alkalizing your diet to get your body out of an acidic state?
Yes, absolutely. Now, that's an interesting, I have to preface that with the thought that there are a few cancers that actually thrive in an alkaline environment, but the vast majority are acidic and thrive in an acidic environment. And so whatever you can do to get your body into an alkaline state through diet and supplements is really important. And some of the doctors in Defeat Cancer do discuss that.
So I think it depends upon the type of cancer there, Scott. They would not all be benefited, but some of them would.
The majority,
however,
diet
is the most important thing that you can do. You've got to, Chris, change your diet totally and get off of certainly any proprietary foods and sugars and stay pretty much with a vegan diet. Okay, anything else, Scott?
No, that's all. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, very good. Well, once again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly our guest is Connie Strassheim, her book, Defeat Cancer. And basically, of course, gets into the subject very close to our heart because we think that they are intentionally doing a lot of things to promote cancer. But, you know, people say, who in their right mind would want to promote cancer? Well, nobody in their right mind would. But if you read what these people talk about, the necessity of killing off literally billions of people, why, of course, these people are not in their right mind. And whether it would certainly be people like Bertrand Russell or Jacques Cousteau who talked about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day, or Ted Turner, one of the richest men in America, who's openly said, we've got to eliminate 95% of the population of this world, because he doesn't want to volunteer to be one of the first ones, or certainly Bill Gates, or the Rockefellers, or so many of these billionaires that are involved in this whole network of, and certainly Eric Pianca, a professor down at the University of Texas, who's openly talked about the necessity of killing 90% of the population. Of course, he wants to use Ebola. I believe it was Keen, Sam Keen, talked in 1995, a world summit, a Gorbachev world summit meeting there. And he wanted to get rid of 90% of the world's population, the Georgia Guidestones. These are people who really do want to eliminate most of the world's population. And until you go to Elberton and you see the Georgia Guidestones, and of course the Ten Commandments come from the very pit of hell, everyone acknowledged. The Georgia Guidestones, very expensive, certainly granite monument there, put up by a secret society, who nobody knows who they are, financed by an individual, a man who wouldn't even use his own name. But point number one is maintain humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. Of course, what they're talking about certainly is eliminating over 90% of the world's population. You need to go to Elberton and see the monument. Or you can, of course, see copies of it on my webpage at RadioLiberty.com. I think I was probably the first person to write about the Georgia Guidestones. It's certainly one of them. But they don't want the public to know. There really is a genocidal program. And these people, of course, make Hitler look like a piker. But the thing is that Hitler was only able to kill, you know, maybe 20 or 30 million people. These people have already killed several billion, and they are in the process of killing them today. And they intend to kill billions more. They know what they're doing. And one of the things I am convinced they're doing is blocking effective cancer treatments. Connie, when you were studying this and talking to people, did you ever get the idea that there almost seems like there's an intentional effort to block certain very effective cancer treatments?
Yes, unfortunately, Stan, that is the case. I don't understand the entire agenda behind it, except that the pharmaceutical industry does make a lot of money in cancer treatments, and so they have a vested interest in keeping natural treatments that work. They have a vested interest in blocking them from being made public and from researching them, and the problem with that also is that the drug companies, they also work with the FDA, and because the government is also involved in it, makes it even more difficult for these treatments to become known. But the fact is, there are effective treatments for cancer that work for even late stage terminal cancers. Dr. Brzezinski, for instance, all of his patients are people that have failed chemotherapy and radiation, and he is able to bring at least 60% of those patients into a state whereby they can either live with their cancers for years or go into remission with their cancers. But you're right, there is an effort to cover up truth. And the interesting thing is that when I set out to write this book, I wasn't looking to talk about politics, but I found out that it's really impossible to discuss cancer without talking about politics, because politics has heavily influenced the type of treatments that are made available to people. And so, yeah, unfortunately, the treatments that work are actively being suppressed.
And it's not a nice thing to say. Most people are not going to tell you that. And most doctors, I will tell you, would certainly deny this because they have never been allowed to hear the other side. I mean, a doctor is required to go to meetings every week at the hospital. They have to keep up their qualifications, you know. And of course, these meetings, they never discuss the alternative concepts of treatment. They never talk about the alternative treatments for cancer, which are effective. And you're not going to hear them discussed at the medical meetings because they're largely funded by the pharmaceutical company. They're certainly not written up in the journals because, of course, the journals are funded by the pharmaceutical industry. And because you're talking about literally billions of dollars, and I hate to say it, but a lot of the people who write these articles have a vested interest, and they're well paid for the betrayal of humanity. And it's so discouraging. At one time, medicine was a great and noble profession. But of course, now, of course, so much of it is, what's the bottom line? What we need to do is get back to this noble idea set forward in the Hippocratic Oath and the ideas that permeated medicine when I went to a medical school. Although we were there, of course, to serve the people. Medicine was great because you made a good living. But you got a good living, but it was a byproduct. Your primary job was to take care of people and get them better. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, are there any other forms of treatment that we haven't talked about? We've talked about the enzymes. We've talked about the insulin therapy. We've talked about the anti-neoplastins. That's Dr. Pazitsky's treatment. Or we've certainly talked about Laetril. We've talked about oxygen therapy. What about this ultraviolet therapy you mentioned?
Yeah, well, and Stan, that, Dr. Stan, that's just one therapy that's kind of mentioned as an adjunct treatment in the book. But ultraviolet blood irradiation therapy functions in a number of ways to disable cancer cells. It's, first of all, it kills pathogens in the blood. It stimulates the immune system, and it also increases oxygenation to the tissues, and cancer cells don't like oxygen. So it's a treatment that Dr. Esslinger in Defeat Cancer uses, and so that's one thing. But there are also, there are a lot of treatments in this book. It's just amazing the number of treatments that are used. And so besides those that you've mentioned, there's also intravenous sodium bicarbonate, which alkalinizes the body, vitamins A and D, which vitamin D prevents angiogenesis. It improves cell-to-cell communication. Vitamin C in high doses is cytotoxic or toxic to cancerous cells. Vitamin A stimulates the immune system, helps it to identify cancer. Mistletoe, that's a major therapy that's used in, actually now in the United States as well as abroad. And mistletoe is very effective for treating cancer. It's been used in Europe for many, many years. There are a number of other botanical treatments that function to disable cancer in a number of ways. And, I could keep going. There's, a treatment called sono and photodynamic therapy, which is used by a doctor in England. And, this therapy basically makes use of light-sensitive substances, which when placed under light diodes or a light bed, it causes these light-sensitive substances to light up, and it just basically creates an energy reaction that destroys the cancer cells.
All right. And if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the central coast of California. And there are many alternative treatments for cancer, but so many of them are centered around certainly trying to harness the natural immune system of the body and get the body to fight the cancer rather than trying to poison the cancer or trying to cut it out or trying to burn it out. Now, basically, of course, the doctors you talk to, many of them use conventional therapy along with alternative therapy.
Actually, Dr. Stan, they don't. None of them uses full-dose chemotherapy or radiation. A few of them believe that it's appropriate for a few types of cancer. I believe there are 5 or 6 types of cancer that conventional therapy has been effective for. But then again, the integrative and naturopathic treatments are also effective for these types of cancers. And there is one doctor in this book who considers his role to be that of supporting patients who wish to do conventional treatments. And he's a naturopathic doctor, but he wouldn't say that he treats cancer as that's not his primary role, that his role is more supportive. But all of the other doctors in the book don't use full-dose chemotherapy or radiation, which are the traditional forms of treatment. If they use chemotherapy at all, it's either in an IPT format or as metronomic chemotherapy, which is basically low-dose chemotherapy that is given either on a daily basis or once a week. And when it's given on a daily basis, it's basically the dose is so low that what it does is it destroys angiogenesis or new tumor blood vessel formation so that the cancer can't get food. And So rather than attacking the tumor itself, it attacks the blood vessels that feed the tumor. And the great thing about this type of chemotherapy is that it, again, doesn't destroy the immune system or the body, and you can use natural substances.
Well, now, certainly one of the old treatments was this anti-neogenesis based upon sharks' cartilage, because sharks said that sharks don't get cancer, and so they use shark cartilage in the treatment of cancer. Did you run into anybody who was using that sort of treatment?
Yes, yes. Dr. Dayton in Florida uses shark cartilage. He mentioned that in this book. So, yeah, there are just a lot of treatments. But the neat thing is that in all of the chapters, you can find similarities among the doctor's approaches, but they're all unique at the same time. So what I'm saying with that is that the similarities is that they all believe that there are certain treatments that have proven to be effective for a majority, but yet they have their own unique approach in applying them to their patients.
All right, well, let's see. Jack is calling from Michigan. Jack, did you have a question for our guest?
Yes, Dr. Stan.
Jack, I guess we lost Jack. Sometimes he has problems with his phone. Well, basically, of course, there are all sorts of alternative treatments for cancer. And certainly, I think that people, if you have a cancer, you should certainly do a lot of research on this. Now, what did you learn about diet, and what sort of a diet should people be on if they have a cancer?
Well, yeah, Dr. Stan, all of the doctors in Defeat Cancer would agree that you should not have a diet that's high in sugar, especially synthetic sugar. Some even say that eating a lot of fruit isn't a good idea. Low glycemic diet, some believe that is important. And so that's the main point. Beyond that, it becomes a little bit more subjective. Some of the doctors believe that eating meat is okay. Actually, most of them do. A few of them say vegetarian diet is better. A few others say that it kind of depends on the person and their biochemistry and the type of cancer that they have. But again, the sugar is the main thing, and just things, foods that cause inflammation in the body. So anything that's synthetic in a box or a can is never a good idea.
And certainly, people, my good friend, Dr. Lorraine Day. Did you run into Dr. Lorraine Day in any of your efforts to interview people?
I did not, but I know about her, yes.
And she has some excellent ideas. And certainly,
yes.
And the Christian things. What about the Hallelujah diet? Did you run into that?
I didn't, and I'm not sure. What is that diet?
Well, it's basically the same thing that Lorraine uses.
Oh, okay.
It's a vegan diet put out by a minister whose mother had died with the CA of the colon, and Sydney. He came down with the CA of the colon, and his mother, Chris, had had chemotherapy and radiation surgery, and she died. So he just went on to this diet, and he got well, and see, he's popularized the diet. It's the Hallelujah diet. It's something. It's available up on the internet, and certainly we've interviewed him. I think it's fascinating, the material that he has, and although we don't have a scientific study, he has certainly stories of hundreds, if not thousands, of people who followed his diet, who's done very well. So there's so much that people have to start accepting responsibility for their own health.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go up on the internet and research all of these, and because I do mention the Envita Clinic down there, and in Arizona does an excellent job. Certainly they have taken the alternative treatments from all across the country, and they, of course, combine them. And, of course, you can look them up on the internet or go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, and just scroll down to Envita Medical Treatment.